You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Urjit Patel's resignation, state election results all fail to haunt the market. That was unexpected. All the details from those stories coming up as we take a leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
You know how they say sometimes what you're dreading the most often turns out to be a bit of a non-event? That's what happened on Dalal Street today. In what was anticipated to be a day of bloodbath on Dalal Street, a trend reversal in the last few hours of trade helped Indian shares close on a positive note. An abrupt resignation by RBI Governor Urjit Patel late on Monday, along with jitters among investors who bet on a stable government, added to the negative sentiment. In fact, overnight, the Nifty futures on Singaporean Exchange fell as much as 450 points, bracing investors for a similar impact here as well. But some clarity emerging on single party getting a majority in all states could have aided sentiment on the markets. Sanjeev Bhasin, who's the Executive Vice President, Markets and Corporate Affairs at IIFL, told Money Control, and I quote, "The markets are forward-looking and had discounted the anti-incumbency wave in the Hindi heartland. The results of Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan being so close are positive for the BJP. In the end, we are 4 months away from the general elections where the call is Modi magic will work." That's what Sanjeev Bhasin went on to say. Patel's shock exit from the central bank also pushed investors to dump their stocks in morning trade. Bhasin went on to add, and I quote, "RBI governor resignation also saw a knee-jerk reaction being bought into solely for the reason that the new governor would be more communicative, responsive, and will have serious interactions to improve the monetary outlook, which was grappling for tight liquidity after the shadow bank problems of ILNFS," unquote. Among sectors today in trade, pharmaceuticals, PSU banks, consumption, IT and automobiles, among others, were the big gainers. Meanwhile, the Nifty Midcap Index closed with gains of about 2%. At the close of market hours, unexpectedly enough, the Sensex was up 190.29 points or 0.54% at 35,150.01, while the Nifty was up 60.7 points or 0.58% to close at 10,549.2. The market breadth was positive as 1,623 shares advanced against a decline of 771 shares, while 139 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank and Sun Pharma were the top gainers today, while HDFC Bank, Bharti Airtel, HPCL and IOC lost the most. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that made some news on Dalal Street today. Bharti Airtel shares fell 2% after the General Tax Directorate of Niger ordered the closure of the offices of Airtel Niger, seeking tax amounts that have been disputed by Airtel Niger. However, the stock managed to cut some losses later on. TCS shares climbed 1% after a sharp depreciation in Indian currency and the launch of a new solution for the airline industry. Shares of Titagarh Wagons rose 8% after the company won an order worth 1,560 crore rupees from the Indian Railways. Price of Zensar Technologies gained 5% after the company got selected by EBRD for infrastructure and network services. Share price of Quest Corp gained 12% after the promoter increased its stake in the company. And finally, share price of United Bank of India gained 2% on the back of a plan to raise capital. And finally, European stocks were higher as US and China tried to bat for further trade talks. The pan-European Stoxx 600 was up around 0.92% at the time of my saying this, and stocks in Asia were mixed due to a volatile session on Wall Street. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.37% to close at around 2,594.09, while the Shenzhen Composite advanced 0.853% to finish the trading day at about 1,343.9. Well, those were the big stories emerging from Dalal Street over the course of today. Urjit Patel's resignation not haunting the market. State election results not haunting the market. What new horror will we come to expect tomorrow and be disappointed that it didn't materialize? We'll find out first thing in the morning tomorrow as we take a morning walk down Dalal Street, and we'll also give you a few stocks to choose from on Stock Picks of the Day. As of now, markets yet again surprising us in ways we did not expect. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay locked on to Money Control .com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.